8:32 the time, and of course, during these 7 and 8 o'clock hours, handling all the critical issues. And with that, there's a lot of critical issues to talk about with our mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, in with us today. Thank you for calling in, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Ed. Pleased to be here.
How are you today? Are you enjoying this absolutely summer-like day that we're having so far?
Yeah, and it's going to take us through the weekend. I mean, they're a little bit sad in terms of our water supply, but it's going to be a gorgeous weekend for anybody who wants to get down to the beach.
Yeah, agreed. It's going to be just so one of those weekends we brag about. Let's talk about the issues that are the big elephant in the room, which is right now, as I'm looking at video, at the U.S. Capitol, there's now 20,000 National Guard troops. Yesterday, FBI Christopher Wray and the FBI called police chiefs throughout the country to prepare them for unrest, particularly in demographically blue-leaning cities. Now, we know Laguna Beach is a peaceful, tiny little blue island in a county that's a sea of red, a prime target for troublemakers. I guess my first question is, did Chief Thompson get a call? And if he did, do we have a plan to protect and secure City Hall and the downtown area?
You know, I've got a briefing on this later today, so I'm going to get more details. But, you know, I got an interesting call yesterday, actually, from our new state senator, Dave Minn, who said, you know, I want to call and give you a quick briefing on security. He said we got a very sobering security alert, you know, from the state, the CHP in the state, and said, you know, all the local cities should be on high alert between now and the inauguration. No specific, Laguna Beach is not specifically mentioned as a target. There are some other areas, Huntington Beach and Newport Beach, where there's been some discussion about, you know, possible events. But he said, you know, we're not a specific target. But, of course, we're always on alert. And our local police are plugged into the entire Orange County Intelligence Network. So they all work together. They all, of course, for mutual aid, if anything got out of control, would help one another. But let's certainly hope we can have a peaceful transition here. But we will be on alert because you always have to be.
Right. My thinking is this, is that just like the maskless rallies that really populated Huntington Beach and Newport Beach, I think, to be honest, and not to be a chicken little, the sky is falling or anything, but I think that Laguna Beach, as I mentioned, just this tiny blue island in this sea of red, we're kind of a soft target. And hey, let's go to Laguna. You know, I feel that. I'm looking forward to maybe hearing back from you after you get your update this afternoon.
Sure.
Okay. As far as coronavirus, it was heavy on the topic of discussion this past Tuesday. There are five super sites opening up: Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm. The Fairgrounds, SoCa. The city's looking at local sites as well. If we do get the vaccine. And I want to mention this right now. I am so delighted to have heard that the city manager purchased a Sub-Zero freezer. That made my night. What great preparation. That really was. So hats off to John P. Tigg for that. Please pass along that what a great move that was. So my question is, will the city be coordinating with local distribution points like the clinic or CVS or Pavilion to help with getting shots in arms?
Yes, the city manager is setting up a meeting with all those local providers to figure out, you know, how can we best distribute it here. We did have, you know, we have a weekly call, I think, as I've mentioned before, with the county health officer, and Clayton Chow, he is in charge. I asked him the question specifically. I said, who makes the decision as to where the vaccine goes? What agencies, what entities get the vaccine? And he says, I do. So, which is good. I mean, I think it's good that Dr. Chow is making those decisions. He made it very clear the initial focus is going to be the super sites, because I said, well, you know, what about our community clinic? I know they've been approved. And he says, you know, that's just going to depend on supply and timing. So, I think with the focus here, the first month is going to be super sites, and then we're going to start hearing about availability at the local level. You know, we'll be ready. Obviously, everybody, I hope everybody is anxiously getting ready. I signed up. You can go to the county website and register now, and you'll just get an email that says, you know, we'll be back to you when it's your turn. Right. But I encourage people to do that. And get registered and get on a list and, you know, be prepared to get the vaccine as soon as you can.
So is there a priority list? Are council members and members of the city staff, are they 1A or is there?
No. Okay. I mean, our first responders are, police, fire and marine safety were first. Police has now been up to 1A.
Right.
1B are teachers. But now, as you saw yesterday, the county's made it, well, nationally, and then the county followed up. They made a decision to make the vaccine available to anybody 65 and over. So
works out.
Now, we haven't been tapped yet, but, I think they're getting it out to the people they need to, most medical providers and the first responders, right? We still got to get that done. And then teachers, we got to get them.
Right.
Nothing's more critical than getting kids back to class.
Right. I think bumping it down to 65 plus was such a great move, and I agree with you there. The city right now is in the middle of small business relief as well as individual relief with a separate $300,000 matching grant program. How's that going? And if there's still time for it, if let's say somebody's just learning about it, is there still time to take part in this?
Absolutely. We reported the other night. And first of all, I have to hats off to our city staff. I mean, the council approved this thing on December 22nd. They had checks out the door, $575,000 worth of checks out the door to local businesses on January 8th. I mean, government doesn't work that fast. So they did some amazing things here to get that done. So the restaurants can still continue to apply through January 19th. We were actually oversubscribed by retailers. So what we may do, if there's some money left over, in the restaurant pot, I think we may, on our meeting on the 26th, reallocate some to the retail pot. So I would say, yeah, if you missed the cutoff for some reason, and you're a restaurant or a retailer, get the application, file it, and file it by January 19, and then there may be some money left over. There is money left over for restaurants, and we may be able to redirect some money to the retail side. Great. On the matching grant, Ed, the $300,000 matching grant, that was formally kicked off this Monday. Laguna Beach Community Foundation, the city, and the Boys and Girls Club jointly kicked that off. I think even pre-launch, they had $30,000 of contributions, so that'll get matched by the city, so we're up to $60,000. But as I said in when we launched it, that we're really in the darkest days right now, and there are so many people locally here stretched thin, restaurant workers, hotel workers. I mean, there's several hundred that have been laid off just right at our two big hotels, the Montage and the Surf and Sand. So if everybody, Laguna Beach Community Foundation, you can go onto their website or mail a check to 580 Broadway, Laguna Beach Community Foundation. Be fantastic and get your money, get your contribution doubled by the city.
That's perfect. I know our listeners will want to get involved with that. We appreciate that information. We also, again, another big thing that we discussed on Tuesday night was the promenade and what was going to happen with that. So we agreed to a 3-year temporary use permit. And what does the 3 years look like?
Good question. So it's a 3-year temporary use permit to continue it as it is. And then council gave direction to staff to go out and seek a proposal from, a firm that would take us through a design and entitlement process, meaning, you've got to look at traffic, you've got to look at environmental impacts, you've got to look at stormwater runoff, you got to design the thing. So I think in April, we'll get a proposal back, or several proposals back, from firms who say, we're willing to do that work for you, and here's how much it costs. I think everybody, really there was overwhelming support for continuing it permanently. I think some people had concerns about the timing of it in terms of expenditure of money, but we're actually not expending any money right now. And probably in April, if we look at those proposals again, it'll just be a design phase, maybe $300,000-$400,000.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think that was prudent. That was prudent. So we'll look forward to it as it moves on in the future. Mayor Whalen, as always, I know this is a busy week coming up for you. We certainly appreciate your time with us this morning. Congratulations on getting your lining up your vaccination. We'll look forward to hearing a report on how you feel afterwards and then maybe how you feel after the second shot. as always, thank you so much for your time today, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Ed. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. 8:42 the time.